This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're told holidays are meant to refresh us, reset us, and somehow prove we're living life properly. But what happens when the trip everyone else thinks was absolutely amazing just wasn't? Why is that so hard to admit, even to ourselves? I bet you've had a really horrible holiday at some point, but you perhaps haven't told anyone. Text us 0427 569 949. I'll tell you about mine shortly. Well, joining us is Sam Cornell, public health researcher from the University of New South Wales. Sam, welcome.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
When we say bad holiday, what do we usually mean? Is it disappointment? Is it stress? Is it boredom? Or is it something else entirely?
I think it can be all of those things, but I think one of the problems, and this is what I'm writing about in this article, is that actually we don't like to admit to having a bad holiday, because to do so almost feels like a reduction in our status or even perhaps a mark on our reputation, because the idea of having a bad holiday is actually quite taboo, and a lot of people don't tend to admit it when they have had one.
Have you had
what really
one?
Got me thinking about this is I had an awful trip to Rio de Janeiro a few months ago, and the reactions I got from people were just complete incredulity. They were like, how can you have a bad time in Rio? It's amazing. And then it kind of got me thinking about this.
Do you know what? I went, this was back like in the late 90s, I went to Bali, and everyone loves going to Bali, and the people are lovely.
Yeah.
The food was lovely and everything. I hated it. I hated it not because of the locals, because of the tourists that were there.
Yeah.
And some of the Aussies, even I couldn't wait to get back. And I felt really bad because everyone had been saying to me beforehand, you've got to go, you're going to love it, it's amazing. I didn't tell anyone that I absolutely hated it, and I was as sick as a dog.
Yeah. And that's exactly. Your experience, I think, is the perfect example. And actually, it's really common and way more common than people would like to admit. And it comes with that social, there's almost a pressure to, you know, say, oh, actually, I had a great time because I went to Bali and everyone else, you know, loves it as well. So I better not say that it was bloody awful and I got sick and there was crap, you know, trash everywhere. And that's only got worse in the age of social media, where now it's this really visible cultural capital almost, where what you go, you know, what you eat and how it looks online is completely essential, almost more important than just the actual experience itself, because it's performative in essence.
How much of our holiday, Sam, of our experience is now shaped by knowing that it's going to be seen by other people?
Yeah, that is the massive component, really. And I think that's been the big change, because of course, holidays have always been a way to show status or class, to show that you've got taste and refinement, things like that. They go all the way back to when, you know, we had aristocrats gallivanting around Europe on the Grand Tour. Mm. So that's always been there in the holiday mindset. But what's changed in recent times, like everything else in life and the world because of social media, is that now people really do think about how things are going to be perceived. And it's this sort of front stage self, where the way you portray yourself on holiday, for a lot of people, almost matters more than actually the reality of the holiday itself.
I was having this discussion with someone over the sort of the Christmas break, and I've you know, don't have social media anymore, and so I'm not really taking photos or anything. But I've got to say, my awareness of what I'm doing has increased,
yeah.
And I'm not saying it's you know, it's above any other level of anyone else, but the fact it's returned to what it should be and normal, it feels like it's extraordinary because we lost so much of it with social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really has just changed the way it really just adds on this whole layer of pressure, right? So where you go, it becomes a factor. How is this going to look online? Or, oh, I can't necessarily say that about this place because it doesn't conform to the certain narrative that's popular at the moment, you know, with this sort of trip. And, you know, certain places carry different levels of prestige or status. So, you know, if you go somewhere like Kyoto or Iceland or Sicily, it's expected that, you know, you'll have a fantastic time because these are high status places. You know, they're coded as very impressive, and therefore you're signaling that you have status and class, the wealth, the leisure time to be able to do such a trip, right? And that's prestige in essence. And then, you know, there are lesser prestige places, for instance, like going to the Gold Coast, right? But the thing is, who's to say that you can't have a more wonderful time there than the other place? It's just this whole societal narrative that we have around different destinations and almost the hierarchy and ranking.
Actually, there was one good thing that happened in Bali. I made really good friends with this gecko in the toilet. Like it was always on the wall, right, watching me. I don't know why.
You didn't take him home, though.
No, definitely not. No, that would have been biosecurity. Definitely not. Why is it, Sam, that admitting, and you touched on this before, admitting that a bad holiday, why does it feel like admitting personal failure rather than just bad luck or, you know, mismatched expectations or something like that?
Yeah, because I guess when everyone's having the best time at that certain place and that's then internalized, you're supposed to be having that. If this trip is bad, it's like, well, maybe I'm the problem because I'm supposed to be having this fantastic time in this place. I'm not meeting the expectations of what people think, you know? And so it's almost like you could be reducing your status in other people's eyes in that way. You know, you're supposed to be having a wonderful time. You're supposed to be sophisticated, and so you're supposed to find these things, you know, enjoyable if you're at the Pantheon in Rome or something like that, but you're not enjoying it for whatever reason. Yeah, it's kind of a slight against yourself, potentially in the eyes of your peers.
Sam, Jess in Richmond says, Paris, I was tired, hungry, and arguing the whole time. Felt bad saying it.
Yeah, who does like Paris? Paris is awful.
Another one, Matt in Reservoir says, Bali was fine, just not life-changing like everyone said.
There you go. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
That's the expectations. Yeah. We're chatting with Sam Cornell, public health researcher at the University of New South Wales, about why admitting you didn't enjoy a holiday feels so uncomfortable. So we want to know, have you ever come back from a trip and thought, that really wasn't it, but told everyone it was amazing? Anyway, text us 0427-569-949. Just on that, Sam, why does pretending a holiday was great, why does that cost us emotionally?
Yeah, I guess that's a good question. I suppose, you know, with being fake, pretending things, I mean, that's quite difficult to do in life, right? So you don't feel like you're being authentic with people. But then there's this, in society, we are expected to conform to certain really prevalent narratives. And this is really one of them, you know, because the cost and the expense that can go into these sorts of trips, that's another reason where to admit it was awful. It's like you're almost saying, I failed. Like I failed at this big personal, you know, thing with what I invested energy and time and money into. So yeah, I mean, there's that cost for sure. And so I think it comes down to that really. And this societal obsession with apparently being authentic, but often being anything but.
this text just came in from Anonymous saying, posted smiling pics, cried in the hotel most nights. There you go.
Right. I love the honesty.
And Aaron in Collingwood says, Japan was amazing, but I was lonely the whole trip.
So I went to Japan for my honeymoon and honestly we did not have a good time. So we bailed and went to Fiji, which was better.
This is travel advice from Sam Cornell.
Exactly right.
If we were more honest, Sam, about disappointing trips, what might that change about how we travel or perhaps how we talk to each other about it?
Right. I think, well, for a start, how cathartic would that be?
Yeah.
If everybody was just honest, you know, about all of these things, it would, of course, reduce the pressure to have an amazing time at everything you do in life. And this applies to so many areas, right? But I'll do my best to stick to travel. And I guess it would also mean that people would feel free to go somewhere and, you know, not enjoy it for whatever reason. And that doesn't mean you might, you can enjoy certain things, right? You can enjoy little things or whatever, but you don't necessarily have to come back with this grand narrative that it was this life-changing experience, as one of the comments has said about Bali. And you can be more honest to yourself and your friends. I mean, I think that's just a better place to be, personally.
Absolutely. Sam, one more SMS before we let you go. Amy in Abbotsford said, kept saying it was great because I didn't want to sound ungrateful, which is true.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's another big part of it, of course, because I think people are aware that travel is a privilege, right? I mean, most human beings, like, there's about 8.5 billion of us, and most of them aren't traveling. So it is a privileged thing to do. We can forget that because we live in a great Western country, right, where most people can afford to to travel internationally, or at least domestically. So we forget actually what a privilege it really is. And so to say it was awful or, you know, a failed trip, I mean, yeah, you can feel ungrateful for sure.
Sam, thanks for sharing your crappy Rio trip with us today.
Thanks so much. Nice to chat.
Thank Bye-bye. You. That was our Sam Cornell, public health researcher from the University of New South Wales.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.